Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Havana's ambassador to Addis Abeba, Jorge Lefebvre, said that Ethiopians always thank Cuba for their education and preparation for our life, and added that we as Cubans are also grateful for the many years of friendship and solidarity they share. During his speech at the 6th Annual Assembly of the Adama Credit and Savings Association, Lefebvre thanked for the opportunity to dialogue with several generations of Ethiopians, Cubans trained on the island, and who contribute to the strengthening of people-to-people relations. The first 51 doctors of the Cuban Brigade providing health care in the southern Italian region of Calabria celebrate today 1 year since the beginning of this mission. Dr. Luis Enrique Perez, head of the group, highlighted in statements to the Cuban press that the 50 specialists who were joined by the another 120 who arrived on August 4, 2023, earned the respect and gratitude of the people as well as the regional government. On November 26, 1 month before this first anniversary, during an event in tribute to the historical leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, the political and health authorities of Calabria recognized the work carried out by those health specialists upon their arrival. In the year in which the Caribbean community CARICOM in Cuba celebrated the 51st anniversary of their bilateral ties, both parties supported each other in the international arena, especially to demand the end of the blockade imposed by the United States on the Caribbean people. Guyana, Jamaica, and Trinidad and Tobago broke in 1972 the diplomatic and political isolation to which Washington had subjected Cuba after expelling it from the OAS following the revolutionary triumph of 1959 and reestablished relations with Havana. Since then, ties between Cuba and its Caribbean neighbors have been growing and strengthening. One of the most significant demonstrations of Cuba's solidarity with the region was the deployment of more than 1,200 doctors in Haiti to fight the cholera epidemic that hit that nation in 2010 with a death toll of thousands of people. Meanwhile, the integration mechanism founded in 1973 demands in all international forums the immediate end of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade maintained by Washington for more than half a century, and which, on November 2, was once again categorically rejected by 187 nations of the world. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio. Looking forward to meeting again next Monday.